Welcome to this episode of Above the Clouds. Today we will hear a verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam that throws a light on the subject matter of death, a subject that has become unfortunately quite relevant in these troubled times. The verse says, Konvarta sukayate nam kamo vamrityo antike agatam niyamanasya vatyasyeva natushtidaha. Death is not at all pleasing. And since everyone is exactly like a condemned person being led to the place of execution, what possible happiness can people derive from material objects or the gratification they provide? We have heard that condemned people who have their death judgments are offered a sumptuous last meal. But is there really any enjoyment for such a person who eats this meal, knowing well that in a few moments or hours he will be led to the place of execution? This is an illusory happiness, really. The same way the scriptures tell us to not try to delay our spiritual progress, our awakening from the material dream, by just focusing on the short temporary enjoyments this world has to offer. A few days back, two men came to our ashram. They were armed with a huge motor saw to fell a tree that was inclining towards the house. We tried everything to save this tree, but in the end, after making many phone calls, it was still decided that the tree has to go, because it could fall in the next storm onto the house and cause a lot of expensive to repair damage. As I visited the stump of the tree in the night and chanted in order to give some support to that living entity, I was forced to think of the transitory nature of my own existence in this world. And this verse came to mind. It's only a matter of time before we also will meet our death. Thinking about our own death is the most effective way to decide what's really important, because with death all the unessential things fall also to the ground, and only the things that are permanent, that stand even in the face of death, come to the foreground of our considerations and our thoughts. All of the material achievements have only a short duration. They are there like drops of water on the leaf of a lotus flower, soon to fall into the water. There's a very interesting poem by the British poet Percy Shelley, who wrote in his Ozymandias about meeting a traveler who had come from the far east, and he had seen that the mighty emperor of a huge kingdom was no longer. Even his statue that reminded people of his achievements was lying shattered into what now had been swallowed by the desert. This kingdom was no longer there. There was only a desert. These are his words. I met a traveler from an antique land who said, two vast and trunkless legs of stone stand in the desert. Near them, on the sand, half sunk, a shattered visage lies, whose frown and wrinkled lips and sneer of old command. And on the pedestal of that statue there were these words: my name is Ozymandias, King of Kings. Look on my works and despair. Yes, a grim reminder that not only are the kingdoms, the civilizations, the big achievements of humanity, but even the memory of them bound to disappear. Yes, this was a very nice reminder. So the scriptures and the sadhus have always told us, waste not even a moment, try to use this life with this, in this temporary material body, to achieve things that are of permanent or eternal value. Chanakya Pandit has a very nice text about this, which was quoted by Srila Prabhupada. Do not waste even a second of your life. A single moment which has been wasted cannot be purchased back for 10,000 gold coins. He who wastes his life for no profit becomes the greatest loser. And Prabhupada said, now it is 7:30 or 7:35. Then, now this 37:05 will be gone as soon as it is 7:36. So this 7:35 is gone, and now it's 7:36. You will not be able to bring back this 15th of March 1968 evening time, 7:35. Even if you pay millions of dollars, please come back again. No, it is finished. Now, most of the people try to use their time in trying to improve material things. But can we really improve? The scripture says, say, when you are in your mother's womb, there are five things that are already fixed. These five things are inscribed on the forehead like the black lines in white marble. What are these things which cannot be changed or improved even with the biggest effort? It's your lifespan. It's the type of work you will do, the wealth which you will obtain, the education which you will have, and finally the time of your death. So there is simply no use to try so hard to change and upgrade these material things. Instead, it is better to use the time in things which will prepare you for the real life. Chanakya Pandit gives a very nice insight. He says, be satisfied with the material things which are given by your providence. But one should never be satisfied with these three things: study, chanting, and the offering of charity. Once again, study helps one to acquire knowledge that makes the soul rise. Japa brings one in the closeness of God or Krishna. And charity, doing something for the welfare of others, is also an eternal investment, because whatever you do for the benefit of others, that is significant, that is seen by Krishna. I would like to read to you something regarding japa, which of course for serious spiritual practitioners always has a special place. How did Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur do his japa, the spiritual master of Srila Prabhupada? Well, in 1905, at the age of 31, he began his great vow, following the footsteps of Namacharya Haridas Thakur, of chanting daily 3 lakhs of names, that's 192 rounds. He determined that at the rate of 300,000 names daily, it would take him about 9 years to complete 1 billion names. That was his goal, 1 billion names. He would take rest on the ground, never using any pillows, and constantly chant and also study the scriptures. When the roof of his kutir became broken, rather than take time away from his chanting, he would simply use an umbrella when it rained through and go on chanting. This, I think, is a very good example of someone who did not waste a moment and engaged his life in study, chanting of japa, and later he would give charity. It is said the greatest of all charities is to give spiritual knowledge. I would like to encourage all of you who listen to this podcast to focus on in the next week on these three things: study of the scriptures, chanting your japa from the heart space, you know, where you keep the vibration in the heart and address Krishna, and finally to see how you can do something for the benefit of others. Now this situation in the Ukraine gives us a lot of opportunity to see how we can be useful to the life of others. I wish you all the best and see you for the next Above the Clouds.